G'day there, folks. Paul here, signing in for another video. Hello, welcome, welcome back, perhaps. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and join with me as we continue our study series in the book of Luke. Now, we are in Luke chapter 8 at the moment, smacko in the middle there. I'm going to look at just a couple of verses today, a shorter video, verses 19, 20, and 21. There's a discussion, and it's age-old. It's been continuing on forever. And I see it now in social media, the discussion, even the arguments, which is wrong to argue about such things. The arguments between Protestants and Catholics about brothers and sisters of Christ. So we're going to look today at this discussion and also just make note of what Jesus says is even more important than that discussion. And for you, should this come up, this will give you some understanding, not just of the reading of the scripture, but also the greater understanding from scripture, so you know how to respond and answer. Please, not to argue ever, but just how to stand firm and fast on the word. Let's have a quick look. Luke chapter 8, verses 19, 20, and 21. Then his mother and brothers came to him. This is Jesus. And they could not approach him because of the crowd. And it was told of him by some who said, "Hey, your mother, your brothers, they're standing outside desiring to see you." Look at verse 21. I like this. But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now, just a note right there. We are close to Jesus by hearing his word and obeying it. Let me just say that from the outset. That is more important than the fruitless discussion of whether he had or had not brothers and sisters by Mary and Joseph. Let's dig in. Then his mother and brothers came to him, and they could not approach him. It's interesting. The first time I read this, I'm thinking, that's curious. Why wouldn't he let them in? Surely family has special privileges before him. It almost surprised me that they didn't, of course, till I came to that final verse there. And we actually see in Scripture a couple of times, this is interesting, that his brothers, they were not supportive of his ministry. They did not believe very clearly until his death and then his resurrection, which we see in John 7. There's reference there in Mark chapter 3. There's reference there. Basically, they thought he was crazy. And I guess, you're sort of claiming to be the Messiah, the one sent by God, ordained from the beginning of time. Yeah, okay. But why we're going to spend a moment on this today, as I mentioned earlier, Scripture actually clearly shows that Jesus had brothers and sisters. And I'm sharing this, spending time on this, because of the discussions that come up and the deception that comes with such discussion. The Roman Catholic idea is that this perpetual virginity of Mary, it's very, very difficult to reconcile that church tradition with a natural reading of the text. It's very difficult to do that. Not just this passage, but others which we'll also look at. Now, I do understand if you dig in, you look at the Greek, you will see that, I think the Greek word adelphoi for this term is, it can be more broad. Yes, it can refer to sort of, relatives or kin. Yes. But it doesn't render truthfully when you look at the sort of the repeated family references all taken together. The word for here, brothers and so on, it is very naturally understood, adelphoi, yes, as actual real siblings as we might have now in my family, mum and dad, and then brother, and sister. So I just want to spend a moment on this. If you're taking notes, if you're in a situation where you maybe have relatives or others, friends, family, and so on, who are bringing this up, this is good to hear. So first things first, without doubt, Mary was a virgin when Jesus was conceived and born. This is a central Christian doctrine. It's prophesied from the very beginning. Protestants, we firmly affirm, no question, the virgin birth of Christ. And second, this is the part, if you're taking notes, drop them down. The New Testament, The New Testament repeatedly presents Jesus as having brothers, even sisters, just in the ordinary sense of brothers and sisters. Here are some references. Matthew 13:55. Is this not his mother called Mary, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and his sisters? Are they not all with us? That's what we read there in Matthew 13. Mark 6:3, the same basic point again naming his brothers and referring to sisters. Luke 8, his mothers and brothers came to him. We're looking at that today. John 2:12, Jesus went down to Capernaum with his mother, brothers, and sis and disciples. John 7:3, his brothers spoke to him, and John says they didn't believe him. This is how we know this beforehand. But then in Acts 1:14, after the resurrection, his brothers are with him and amongst the believers. Galatians 1:19, Paul refers to James as the Lord's brother. And what we see there is a repeated pattern of Scripture, not a verse, not a word in the Greek taken out of context. We see here this repeating pattern. The point is, the Greek word, like our words, like here in English, can mean, yes, one or more things, but look at how it's used. And so when the New Testament repeatedly speaks of his mother, his brothers, his sisters, folks, the most natural reading of this, the most easy understanding of this, is that these are Jesus's younger siblings from the household of Mary and Joseph. And to say that brothers, it really means cousins, or, you know, they were Joseph's children from an earlier marriage. These are the arguments. The problem is, the New Testament, Scripture, Holy Scripture, never actually says either of those things. So to take that leap of church tradition and say it's in the Bible, no, not correct. And I'm not going to go through today a long list of answers for our Catholic brothers. And I say that because I have no doubt that there are Christians in the Catholic Church, like in any, whose love is for Christ above all. I may not agree with many things, but I know that God will judge their hearts. I leave that to Him, wheat and tares. From the previous video, yes, not our job to judge, but to understand Scripture, yes, that is our part. So verses like Matthew 1:25 says, Joseph did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son. Now, on its own, this, let's just say it, this does not prove that Mary and Joseph later had, you know, normal marital relationships, because till did not know her till, that doesn't always require a change afterwards. Oh, I get that. And these are the arguments that they would come up with. But the ordinary reading of just the passage, it points to abstinence absolutely before Jesus' birth, but not necessarily for life, which is their teaching, their tradition. Luke 2, which we also looked at earlier, verse 7, her firstborn son. Again, the word firstborn doesn't not prove that there were no later children, since it can be used legally, but alongside the repeated reference to brothers and sisters and so on, it again fits very naturally with the text that Jesus was the first of other children, the firstborn of other children to Mary. I mean, this list just goes on, it goes on, it goes on. And so I think that if the discussion ever comes up, it's why I wanted to just to record this quick video, that you can share it should you need to. These questions, they are worth answering fairly. Yes. Yes, brothers can sometimes mean relatives. Yes, in a very broad sense. And yes, until it does not demand later change. But the New Testament, listen carefully, never, not once, plainly says that they were cousins, stepbrothers, relatives, other than brothers and sisters. It repeatedly speaks of them as such, brothers and sisters, in the plain, ordinary language throughout Scripture. So, how do we summarize this up? The conclusion, it's really simple. Yes, absolutely, we do affirm the virgin birth of Christ. But we do not see this perpetual virginity as a natural reading of Scripture. It's just not in there. It's a church tradition. So we should teach that as such, but with humility, because that's actually not the heart of the gospel. It's not even the heart of this section here. The heart is found in verse 21. But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Did you hear that? Who hear and do. All right, folks, I'm going to leave that thought with you. Praise God. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.